So there was a wealthy man who was bothered by severe eye pain, and he consulted many physicians and was treated by several of them. He took a lot of potent drugs and underwent hundreds of injections, but the ache persisted with more vigor than ever before. And at last, a monk who was supposed to be an expert healer was called by the suffering man. And the monk consulted with him, and he told him that he should concentrate only on green colors and not let his eyes fall on any other color. It was a very strange prescription, but the millionaire was desperate, and so he decided to try it. He hired a group of painters and purchased barrels of green paint and directed that every object that was likely to come within his vision be painted green. When the monk came to visit him several days later, the millionaire's servants ran with buckets of green paint and poured it on the monk since he was dressed in a red robe. They didn't want their master to see any other color but green, as instructed. Well, the monk laughed at the indignity of being doused in green paint and said, "Well, if only you had purchased a pair of green spectacles worth just a few dollars. You could have saved these walls and trees and pots and everything else, including a large share of your fortune. One cannot paint the world green." When the rich man was told how to heal his pain, he immediately threw his money at the problem, trying to change everything and everybody else in the world to meet his own needs. He didn't care what issues it might cause or how much it was going to cost. The world must be bent to his needs. And we might call that a worldly wisdom, the wisdom of this age that tells us that money and power solves everything. As Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians, this is a wisdom that leads to destruction. But he goes on to say there's another kind of wisdom. There is God's wisdom. There's a wisdom hidden from those who are blinded by devotion to wealth and power. This is a wisdom found by looking within oneself to the Holy Spirit, to that flame of divine love that is put in each of us to fuel us and to guide us. And Paul's pointing to this inner wisdom is a challenge for us to live counterculturally, to see the world from new perspectives, to reject selfishness and embrace love and community. If only the rich man in the story had taken the time to look at things in a different way. Instead of trying to bend the world to his will, he could have adapted himself to the world, used green tinted glasses for his healing, and saved himself and those around him a whole lot of trouble. We can't force the world to change as much as we would like to sometimes. But we can work on changing ourselves. Instead of trying to force everyone in the world to be loving and just, perhaps we need to try some love-tinted glasses on ourselves. Ironically, when we change ourselves, it does change the world around us as well. And this is what Jesus tells his followers. Those who seek justice with love in their hearts are the salt of the earth and light of the world. They change the world by first transforming themselves. Life without love and justice is bland and spoils quickly. But those whose hearts have been transformed by God's love are like salt, which flavors and preserves life. Now, salt doesn't do much by itself. A pile of salt isn't really doing anything. It's not good for anything unless it's applied to something. It has to interact. That interaction is where its value is. As followers of God's way of love, we're meant to spice up life, to enhance life, to make life taste better. We're meant to preserve life, to be good stewards of our own lives, our resources, our time and finances, as well as to be good stewards of the environment, of creation. To preserve life also means to be an advocate for justice in the world, to fight for health care, to fight for equality, to fight for fairness and justice in all of our social systems. As Jesus' followers, we are called to interact with the world. We can't make life better or preserve life or transform life without interacting, without experiencing, without building relationships. Now, Jesus also says that the people of the way of love are also like light. And we know that the world certainly needs more light, more love, more compassion and justice. But again, we can't heal the world by trying to force everyone to be loving and supportive to each other. It just doesn't work. You might remember the story of Benjamin Franklin, who wanted to interest the people of Philadelphia in street lighting. Now, he didn't call a town meeting or try to persuade the people by talking about it and giving long speeches. He just acted upon what he thought was a really good idea. He hung a beautiful lantern on a long bracket in front of his own house. He kept the glass polished and carefully trimmed and lit the wick every evening at the approach of dusk. And the lamp helped the people see the pavement ahead, made them feel more secure at night. And others in the neighborhood began placing lights in front of their houses. And soon Philadelphia recognized the need for streetlights. We're not called to save the world by convincing everyone of God's love, by making speeches. Talk can be cheap. But we are called to live out the love of God, to hang the beautiful lantern of God's love in front of our house. There are many reasons we might be tempted to hide the light of God's love that burns within us. But Jesus says, right, don't put that light under a bushel. Now, maybe we don't think we're good enough, not good enough to make a difference, or big enough, or rich enough. Or maybe we think we're not Christian enough, or moral enough, or faithful enough. Maybe we're just scared of how people are going to react. But Jesus asks us to put our trust in God and the Holy Spirit and open our hearts and share our light, share our energy with the world. And each of us has a light, the Holy Spirit, and that light is fueled by love, an infinite source of love. We can give all of our love away, and there's still more to be given. We never run out. In fact, the more love we give away, the more we have. And if we let the light within ourselves combine with the light in each other, it becomes a blazing beacon. We each hold up our own candle, our own unique mix of talents and gifts, our very own being. And we know that one light can make a big difference in the darkness. But when we bring all of our lights together, all of those candles together in community, how much brighter it gets. Those who live for others, supporting and nurturing each other, feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, they reveal the best of humanity. They are the lights which shine in the darkness, showing everyone what it means to live with God's love in your heart. And it is by this light that the world will be changed and healed. A little salt goes a long way, and the smallest light can make a huge difference in the darkest of rooms. Likewise, the smallest actions can have some of the biggest ramifications. Think about how something so small as a smile or a kind word can have a huge effect on the people that we encounter every day. Jesus teaches us that he didn't come to do away with God's laws, but to fulfill them, to live integrity and wholeness, to be and do what God created him to be and do. And he shows this in the example of his own life. Jesus was often accused of not obeying those hard and fast rules of the law. But he was guided by what he understood to be the essence of the law, to love God with all one's heart and to love our neighbor as ourselves. For example, the law tells us not to murder, but Jesus implies that unreconciled anger can be just as bad. And when Jesus violated Sabbath laws, he didn't say they were bad laws, but he pointed out the purpose of Sabbath. When the rules get in the way of the purpose, they can be ignored. And when Jesus tells us that to be part of God's kingdom, we must be more righteous than even the Pharisees, he's saying instead of living by those hard and fast rules, we need to instead listen to that Holy Spirit, that flame within us, to God's purpose for us, and use the wisdom that God offers us to live according to love and compassion. In fulfilling the purpose of the law by living out of love for God and neighbor, we find our wholeness. We fulfill our purpose as the salt and light for the world. When we march in the light of God, when we are in sync with what pleases God, then God is there to help us and guide us, to strengthen and nourish us. Like a spring that never runs dry, we will never run out of the love that flows through us and into the world. Our world right now is in need of light. We are that light. We are the salt for the earth. May we shine brightly. May we bring flavor to life. May the wisdom and love of God flow through us, bringing truth and justice and the dawning of a new day, a new reality. Amen.